Former New South Wales Supreme Court Judge Anthony Whealy believes the federal government's proposed new espionage laws could see ABC reporters jailed for 15 years for handling sensitive government information, such as the so-called cabinet files. Mr. Whealy is the chairman of Transparency International and a former commissioner of the state's Independent Commission Against Corruption. He's been telling our reporter Peter Lloyd the laws are too broad, the defences are too narrow, and they must be rewritten to protect the media and whistleblowers.
We have a completely new regime now on secrecy, and there are genuine media concerns.
But Christian Porter, the Attorney General, has given a good faith statement that journalists aren't the target of this. Shouldn't that be enough?
I accept what he says. It's rather reminiscent of what George Brandis and others said back in 2014 when the ASIO legislation was altered. But what happened was that the Attorney General then gave a direction to the Director of Public Prosecutions that no journalist was to be prosecuted unless he, the Attorney General, gave the authorisation for it. So here in this present legislation, we may be moving to a situation like that, which would give some comfort to journalists.
But well, legislation... Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Doesn't that privilege the executive?
Well, yes. And I mean, to come back to your original question, the fact that the Attorney General says it's not aimed at journalists doesn't really stand up when you look at the wording of the legislation, because it clearly is aimed at journalists. We've had the fiasco, if you like, of the filing cabinets that found their way to the ABC.
On that question, yeah. If this law existed today, what would happen to those in the ABC that handled those documents?
I think that they'd be in a very difficult position. They could be prosecuted. And the one thing I would point out about the legislation that does concern me particularly is that classified information is an element of the offence. That is to say, if you've got a filing cabinet that's full of classified information, then that gives the lead into your being prosecuted. But the Act says that that particular element is a strict liability element. That means all the Crown has to prove if they're prosecuting you is that it is classified, nothing else. They don't have to prove that you knew it was classified. So knowledge is beside the point.
But is my defence of it being in the public interest going to stand in my stead? I mean, is
there
it going to help?
Two answers to that. It may do. We won't know till we get to trial. And there may be an argument about what is in the public interest and whether what you were doing was fair and accurate reporting. But the real point is, why should journalists have to wait and be prosecuted and then see the expense and delay of a criminal trial with all the uncertainty to know whether they can establish their defence? I would argue that it would be much fairer if there were some type of exemption in the Act for journalists who are acting in good faith and acting in the proper way as a journalist.
For those people who may be wondering why there's such a problem with journalists, or why we might think, our profession may think there's a problem in that we have to answer for our behaviour and our conduct, and there is a defence, people say, well, so what? Then you can explain your story. Why do you think that's a problem?
Well, because, it begs the question of whether you should be sent to trial at all. What happened in 2014 was that the Attorney General promised that the journalists would not be prosecuted and that the Director of Public Prosecutions was obliged to seek his permission if there were to be any prosecution of a journalist. That's much better than going to trial.
So it's a chilling effect. It would make the media more timid, you believe?
It does. You're probably a much more braver journalist than I would be, but if I were in your position and some information came my way, I would be very concerned that I might be facing 10 or 15 years in jail if I report that.
This may sound like the Pollyanna question, but if the government, if the other side of the coin to this might be a more open style of government and there was less secrecy, would there be a need for such secrecy laws?
Good question. It's a very good question. And I can only say that some sort of law would be necessary on secrecy, but it would not necessarily have to be in the form that this bill is.
Is there an excessive level of secrecy in government?
Well, there's always the risk that there will be. The public probably fear that government keeps things from them.
You said earlier that the ABC might be in trouble under these laws with these cabinet files. Mm. From what you've seen published of those files, are they matters of state security or political embarrassment?
Well, I haven't studied them securely, but they seem to fall into the latter category so far, the ones that I've seen mentioned, but maybe there are other things there that I don't know about.
Former New South Wales Supreme Court Judge Anthony Whealy, he was speaking to Peter Lloyd.